our Father in heaven has prepared many rooms for us in his eternal place. And in the book of Isaiah, it also says that the righteous are taken from this world to be spared from the evil that is in this world. And I believe my uncle is such a righteous man that he's taken away first, because God knows that his purpose on here is up. And, you know, so in death he can find rest. And as the pastor said just now, death is really, Christ has already overcome death. And in the book of Corinthians that was read just now, it says, death, where is thy sting? So the sting is already gone. Victory is found in Christ. And my uncle has found victory in death because he believes in Christ. So I think my final word is that I think ultimately we take heart that it's not just death, but he has passed from life to life eternal, and we want to rejoice because he has found eternal rest.
Shall we have a word of prayer?
我们来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for your grace
我们感谢你给我们的恩典,
and your mercy.
你给我们的慈爱,
without which, O Father, we will not be here as your people because of the passing away of a brother.
没有你的恩典, 没有你的慈爱, 我们根本不能在这里来敬拜你。
We are grateful, Father, that we have a brother who loves you, and Lord, in his departing away from us, we rejoice also that he entered into your bosom. So Father, now this time, ask that you break the word of life for us. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you. Now, you know, last Sunday,
上个星期天,
when we have our feet washing and communion service,
我们到教会做礼拜,
Brother Shuren was there.
旭人在礼拜堂,
and for the last 2 years,
在这两年内,
I noticed that my late brother Shuren, he was worshipping the Lord with great enthusiasm.
我观察到徐仁有很尽力的敬拜神。
It was not like what he was when I first knew him.
跟我第一次看到他的时候完全不同。
Now, I married him and his wife in 2002. Is that right, Brother Melvin? Yes, 2002.
我为他和他的妻子办理证婚典礼，证婚手续，证婚仪式。
That's good try. Well, I would like, you know, when I went back after the service on Monday, usually I prepare my sermon very early before the next Sunday.
我在 礼拜天之前，我会很早的就准备礼拜天的信息。
So on Monday, I was sitting now and meditating what I should preach the next Sunday.
星期一的时候，我就在那边祷告，来求神， 给我一点指示，看星期天要讲道的时候讲什么，就是跟讲什么信息。
And I was looking at the book of Job.
我就查考了耶伯记。
And I was looking at chapter 7.
第七章。
And I'm going to talk a little bit about chapter 7 because with the passing of our late brother, there was something here that, you know, tells me to share with the people tonight.
我想跟大家分享第七章的内容。
Okay, so if you have, let's go to chapter 7 of Job. Now we are going to go too fast because I know we have taken much time already.
我们会很快的读过一遍。
But you all know here in chapter 7, when you read it without reading the first few chapters, then you find that, wow, who is this person called Job?
如果我们没有读前面几个章节的话, 我们就会在想, 这个约,
Why is he talking like that?
为什么他这样讲?
But every one of us knew who Job was, right?
We all
know him. Who does not know Job?
If you are a Christian, you should know.
Okay. So now, when I was reading this, and I was wondering, how come Job talk to God in such a manner?
我就是在想为什么约伯对神这样讲话呢?
So let's begin with verse 1 and continue as we go along. Job here now is talking to God and showing his feeling.
约伯现在在这章节里面呢跟神说话跟神讲他的感受
And I believe that every one of us Christian who knows God, not just any God, because there's no other God but Yahweh.
不只是, 随便一个神, 我们信的神是亚威,
and so, this person called Job, he knew Yahweh.
这个约伯呢, 认识耶和华,
because in chapter 1, verse 1, the book introduced us to this man.
因为第一章第一节介绍约伯这个人,
that he feared God.
他
He lived a very righteous life. But one day, Satan came along and spoke against Job, challenging God to do something to him, like him, do something to Job and see what happened. You know, certain things that we love God only because we are blessed.
有时候我们爱神是因为我们有很多的祝福恩典。
Yes, I know there are a lot of Christians because they are rich, they have a good career and a lot of money, and they go to church, they live happy life, but when they are down, then they get into trouble, they grumble.
有些人呢爱神是因为他们有很多钱，有好工作，有福，很多福气，可是当他们没有遇到困难的时候呢，他们就埋怨神。It
is true that the rich people find hard to enter the kingdom of God.
那有一种说法就是说，越有钱的人就越难相信有神。
And it is said that a lot of poor people in the world, they always go to God because they are poor.
那贫穷的人呢，就每次跑到神面前，因为他们贫穷。
But this was a rich man. And Satan said, let me try him and see whether he will curse you.
撒旦就说让我来试探他，看他会不会诅咒你。
So in chapter 7 here, look at verse 1.
第七章第一节约伯记。
Now Job began to say to God, is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days like the days of a hireling?
约伯对神说，人在世上怎能没有劳苦呢？他的日子不像雇工的日子吗？
So what kind of life are we living? Are we just like working and then we just work and until we die? Is that the meaning of life?
我们是不是一直工作到我们去世呢？
Verse 2 says, as a servant earnestly desire the shadow, and as a hireling look for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and weariness night are appointed to me.
第七章第二节说，正如仆人羡慕木影，
又像雇工盼望工价，照样我有空虚的岁月。 也有劳苦的黑夜为我派定。
So as it is my life like a person working out in the field, and with the hot sun, I would like to sit under a tree for a shadow.
就像一个工人做了一整天的工，在热烈太阳下，工作完后到有树影的地方休息。
And at the end of the month, I'm looking for my salary.
在月底的时候，我要。
So this whole thing is a vanity. And when I'm tired, when I go to bed, I find very hard to sleep. I toss and I turn. And in verse 4, when I lie down, I say, When shall I arise? And the night be gone, and I'm full of tossing and to and fro until the dawning of the day.
第四节说，我躺下的时候就说我什么时候起来，然而长夜漫漫，我转翻辗转反侧，直到黎明。
That seems to be a lot of people's life.
Sorry.
That seems to be a lot of people's life.
很多人的生命都似乎是这样的。
I know because when I was a nurse before I became a full-time preacher.
我知道，因为我在做当牧师之前，我是一个护士。
The first time I worked, I was working in the mental hospital, Woodbridge Hospital. You know it.
我第一次工作的时候，我是到板桥医院工作。
Well, you have to deal with mental patients.
我们需要跟精神病人。
And you know they can do crazy things.
他们会做很疯狂的。
I was working in a ward where there are a lot of criminals who kill people, and you're facing them.
我在那里有遇到很多杀人犯。
And you don't know when they get angry with you and they just punch you. And there are those that are seeing all kinds of things and they slap you. Yes, I have one patient who said, yeah, I see the devil, so he punched me and I fell backward. To him, everything is black, everything is demonic.
对他来说，全部东西都是黑暗的，全部东西都是邪恶的。
So when I work in certain ward, I don't like it.
我不喜欢在这里工作。
And I just, oh my goodness, it's just a lot of struggle.
我就觉得很苦恼。
And when you finish work, you go home. I go home.
我回家的时候。
When I went home, I was saying, okay, let me sleep tonight.
我在想，让我今天可以有个好。
Yes, but when I was lying down, I said, oh my goodness, tomorrow I have to go back to work again. And then it seemed that, you know, you're just troubled. And this is a lot of everyone who works, you know, the stress in your office life. You face that. So the same year as Job was complaining about, what is life?
约伯就说什么是生命呢？
And it says here,
在约伯第七章,
verse 5 and 6,
第五节,
my flesh is clothed with worms and clogged of dust, my skin is broken and become loathsome, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope.
我的肉体从纸和土块为衣裳，我的皮肤裂开又流脓。我过的日子比骏还快，在毫无盼望之中而结束。Young
people, you probably don't think much about it, but you are those who are old, elderly. Look at your skin on your hand.
年轻人可能不会想这么多，可是老年人看皮肤皱皱的。
It's changing.
在变了。
Your hairs are dropping.
头发要掉了。
Is that right? And your skins are wrinkled.
皮肤都皱了，对吗？
And then you grumble about your pain here and the pain there and pain in the joint.
这里痛，那里痛，到处都痛。
And you got this disease, that disease.
这里有病，那里也有病，到处都有病。
And he said, my day are swifter than a weaver shot. Like used to say, a weaver is one who make, let's say, somebody who do embroidery. The needle goes up, needle goes down, up, down. Up, down, you know, it's so fast, it's faster than the needle. Our life goes faster than the needle can go up and down.
我们的生命呢，在做工的时候，就是这样一支针这样，一直上下上下，忙忙碌碌就过了。
You know, when I was young, and I believe every one of us have the same thinking, I believe.
我们在小的时候都是会有这种想法。
When we were kids, we say, oh, I want to be get a bit older, I can do this, I can do that.
我们长大了，我们要做这个，做那个。
Is that right?
对不对？
So when we reach 21, oh, we got the key now.
我们是21岁的时候，我们就想，终于有钥匙了。
Right?
对不对?
Isn't it? Yeah, after we got 20, when you're 21, you get a job and you get married, wow, you think that everything is nice and puffy, you know?
21岁过后呢，又有工作，又有家庭，就在想，生命挺好的。
And our life as we grow, you know, every year time, life passes very fast. Next moment, oh, I'm 40 years old.
一转眼就40岁了。
Next moment, you're 50 years old.
再一转眼就50岁了。
Then you are 60.
然后就60岁了。
And then you have pain here, now and pain over there.
然后又到处都痛了。
And you'll be wondering, wow, I wish I do not grow old.
你在想，哎呀，不老真好。
You want to be young again.
我要再更年轻一点。
Is that right?
对不对？
How many of you do not want to be young?
谁不要年轻?
But one of these days, one of these days,
one of these days, 有一天,
when we shall rise in the resurrection,
我们会被主接到天堂,
and meet the Lord,
我们会跟主相遇,
you're young, you will become 30 years old, around that age. And you are 70, 80, 90 years old, you also go back to 30 years old.
70, 80, 90
years old. It is said around 30 years old is the prime of life. So when you are a granny, when you resurrect, you are not going to be a granny.
你如果是阿嬷，你跟主见面的时候，你不是阿嬷了。
Yes, you will be back to a 30-year-old woman.
你变成30岁。
And if you are 10 years old or 15 years old, you will become an adult.
如果你10岁、15岁，你就变成成年人了。
Because in everything that God created,
在神创造的一切万物之中，
He created everything's perfect.
他创造的每一样物品，都是完美的。
Matured. Yes. God did not create a chicken egg.
神没有创造一个鸡蛋。
To produce a mother hen.
来生出一只母鸡。
Or a cockerel. But God created a hen and a cockerel.
神创造一只母鸡和一只公鸡。
So you know what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
鸡蛋。 先来是公鸡先来还是母鸡先来?
Because when God created Adam and Eve, he did not create them as little babies.
当上帝创造亚当和夏娃的时候，他们没有创造他们像一个宝宝的这种体型。
Is that right?
是不是对的呢?
Verse 7.
第七节.
Oh, remember that my days is winged, my eyes shall no more see good.
求你纪念我的性命不过是一口气。
Yes, like a wind, it blows and it's gone. Verse 8, the eyes of him that have seen me shall see me no more. Thy eyes are upon me, and I am not.
看我的，他的眼也再也看不到我。你的眼要看我，我已经不在了。
Yes, our late brother Shuren. Now we knew him.
我们的亲爱的兄弟旭仁。
When he came to the church,
他来到教堂,
we saw him.
我们都看到他,
when he came to the church every Sunday for the last 15 years, we saw him.
他来教会,15年来都一直每个星期都有来教会,我们都有看到他。
But this Sunday,
但这个星期天呢,
not tomorrow, the next Sunday,
下个星期天呢,
when we go to church,
我们上礼拜堂,
the chair that he always sits on will be empty.
他每次坐的那个座位就会空着的。
He is no more.
他已经不在世上了。
The bed that he sleeps in the home,
他在家里睡的床,
will be empty.
会空着的。
The office chair that he sits in his company will be empty.
在办公室坐的位置也是空着的。
Life is like a wind, it blows and it's gone.
生命就像一阵风吹了就走了。
And that's what Job complained, I'm no more. People who knew me will know me no more. And he said, Yahweh, you too will not see me anymore because I am in the earth, buried. As the cloud, verse 9, as the cloud is consumed and vanished away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more.
云彩怎么消散逝去, 照样人下阴间也不再上来。
Looks kind of strange, isn't it?
有点奇怪。
The way that Job complained.
约伯埋怨的,
He said the glory is consumed and vanished away. You look at a cloud, you look one small cloud coming by, next moment it disappeared. And so he said the same, he that goes down to the grave shall come up no more. You will not see him. He can't get up. He can't rise from there. So when I read this, I say, hey Job, are you not a believer of Yahweh?
我看这的时候我就在想耶和华的人呢?
But no, this is chapter 7.
大家要记住这个是第七章。
He was full of complaint.
他是一个很多埋怨的一个人。
Because God has taken Satan's challenge.
因为神已经接住撒旦的挑战。
And God wanted to prove to Satan that Job is not the kind of man you think, that he loves me because I bless him. That's why he loves me. God is trying to tell Satan that. No. But here he was in frustration. When we are healthy, when we have money, when we have good food, oh hallelujah, thank you Lord. But when we lost our job, we are sick, Lord, when does this thing happen to me? We complain, right? Come on.
Come on.
We all complain when we are not feeling well. We grumble. And this is what Job was going through. God has taken away his children, taken away all his cattle and sheep, taken away almost everything. Except his life. And he was suffering. He was all the boils over his body. He can't sit down because his bottom are full of sore. He can't lie down to sleep because his back are full of sore. And what the only thing that he could try to sort of a sweet down is to put ashes. And he was suffering every day. And he has three good friends who tried to talk to him. And you know Job? This thing happened to you because you did this. Everybody thinks that when somebody is suffering, it's because he committed sin. It's not true. You know. But he was complaining too. But when you read the rest of the book, you find that one day the wife came along. Hey, Job, why don't you just curse God and die?
妻子跟约伯说：“你干脆就诅咒神死了算了。”
After all, you're suffering. Why don't you know you believe in Yahweh? Why don't you just curse God and die? Forget it.
你都这么受苦了，干脆就诅咒神就算了，死了算了。
Oh, he says God took it away. God gave it and God took it away.
神赐福也拿走。
He gave, he takes.
他赐福给你，可以。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when he also said that if I die,
如果我死了呢?
In my skin one body that is dying and so filthy, one day I will resurrect and stand before him.
我身体虽然这么腐烂呢，我有一天会起来，来站在神他面前。
Do you know what? Job was looking towards the cross.
约伯呢，看对着十字架，看着十字架。
Before there was a cross on Calvary. Before there was a cross on Calvary.
Calvary.
They were looking forward to the Messiah.
他们对着,
We look back to the cross. Is that right? Is that right? They were looking to the promise of the Messiah. That's why he could say to his wife, to anybody, when I die, I will rise again. I will rise again. Because that man who died on the cross of Calvary, no grave, no tomb, nothing could hold him down. I rise again, Jesus said. That's the promise. And he knew about it. And death to him was, there's no fear. But at this time when he was suffering, yeah, he complained a lot. And may God forgive me too, because I also complain sometimes. God forgive all you too. Amen. So now let's continue. Verse 10. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him anymore.
第十节, 难道他们不止叫你告诉你从心里发出言语来吗?
That is true. When a man dies, you don't see him in the house anymore. You don't see him in the office anymore.
人死了过后呢,
is that right? Verse 11.
第十一节,
therefore I would not refrain my mouth. I would speak in the anguish of my spirit. I would complain in the bitterness of my soul.
对不起,刚才读的应该是第九节,现在是第十节,难道他们不只叫你,告诉你从心里发出言语来吗?不是11。哦,第十一节,铺草没有泥怎能生长,芦苇没有水怎能长大呢?
This is very...
对不起,是第七章...
Oh, that's one thing about electronic fighting. You get lost.
Okay, 第七章第十一节, 因此我不再禁止我的口, 我要说出灵里的忧愁, 倾诉心中的痛苦。
Yes, I think you should use this mic. So, so this is the complaint of Job. He was so frustrated.
这就是约伯的埋怨。
I would not reflect, I would complain.
我怕一直埋怨。
In the bitterness of my soul.
在灵里的忧愁。
You know, back in about 17th century, 18th century.
在17世纪、18世纪的时候。
In those years, the white people, the white man.
当时欧洲人。
From Europe, from America, from England.
从, 欧洲, 美国,
they want to call, they want to colonize the other nation land.
他们要来, 侵, 侵略, 侵略其他的国家。
So they went to South America, they went to Africa, especially because there are a whole lot of resources there.
他们到, 美国。 来,
when they went to Africa, what did they do?
他们在那里做什么呢?
They not only go there and take the gold, the copper or the tin, but then take the human, the African people, and make them slaves.
他们不只拿黄金,拿资源,他们也拿那里的人来当做奴隶。
And they took them back to their countries, England, Europe, America.
他们把他带到他们自己的国家,英国之类的国家。
And this slave became their property.
这些奴隶呢,都变成他们的资产。
And you know, the African people, when they were there, they were always crying out, Lord, Lord, how come me here?
那些非洲人当了他们奴隶了之后呢,他们都会在跟神呼求说,为什么我们会来在这个地方当奴隶呢?
If you be God, How come I am transported? My roots are picked up from Africa and transported all the way to white man's country.
如果你是神的话，为什么你会让这种事情发生呢？让我们离开我们离乡背景到这个地方来当奴隶。
And I have no freedom.
我根本就没有自由。
Sure, they were angry.
他们就很生气。
And so, Job.
约伯呢？
Because he was, his body was full of sore.
他的身体就是病痛很。
There was a lot of torment.
他被折磨。
From a very rich man, luxurious homes and farm and cattle.
从一个富有的人。
And 7 children and 3 daughters.
有个完美家庭的人。
Were all wiped out.
全部一下子就没有了。
How come? What can anybody say that he should not be angry?
为什么呢？有没有人会说他不应该生气的呢？
But he knew God.
但约伯认识上帝。
Yet he was honest to talk to God.
他跟神说话。
And complain.
他跟神埋怨。
And God would listen to your complaint.
那神呢，听了他的埋怨。
But when you complain.
但他当他埋怨的时候。
There will come a time that you must be still.
那你有一个时间你要安静下来
and listen to the voice of God
来听神说的话
well let us continue here
那我们继续读下去
verse 12 am I a sea or a whale that thou set a watch over me
我岂是海洋或是怪海怪你竟然守卫防备我
am I a big sea an ocean or am I a sea monster that you must always watch over me Like I'm a prisoner, a guard watching over me in case I escape.
就像是监卫监牢里的囚犯里面守护囚犯的人一直在看守着。
And do you believe every one of us who are Christian?
那我们每个是基督徒呢
？God is watching over us.
神在看守着我们。
My grandson, when he was little, when I took him out to go out and play in the field, he walked here and there, he ran here and there, I have to look up to him like that.
我的孙子呢，小的时候呢，我都有带他到处去玩，都有看着他。
God is watching us like that.
神就像这样看着我们。
Not like a grandfather, but like a father.
不止像外公这样。
Because.
就是像父亲这样。
Because God has only sons and daughters, He doesn't have grandsons or granddaughters.
因为神只有儿子和女儿，没有孙子。
So He will always watch over us. Yes.
神一定会一直看着我们。
And it says in the next verse, when I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then thou scare me with demons, with dreams.And terrify me through vision, so that my soul choose strangling and death rather than my life.
我若说我的床必安慰我，我的他必减轻我的苦情，你就用梦惊扰我，又用异象惊吓我，以致我宁可窒息而死，也不肯保留我这一生的骨头。
Yes, when I want to go and sleep, you know, you even scare me with dreams. Sometimes, how many of you ever had bad dreams?You wake up and say, oh, what's that all about?
有没有人会在发噩梦的呢？
Especially when you are sick.
尤其是你生病的时候。
I remember once I almost died one time.
我有一次几乎就要死了。
When I was a young man.
我年轻的时候。
I was so stubborn.
我是很固执。
I sinned against the Lord.
我犯罪。
I refused to repent.
我不要悔改。
God said, you repent.
神对我说：“你要悔改，我就是不要悔改。
I don't want to change.
我不要改变
，because I enjoy.
因为我喜欢
what I was doing.
我喜欢我做的东西。
Because the world out there offers me so many things in life.
世界给我很多东西，我都喜欢的。
Life that only excites my physical senses.
我只喜欢刺激的东西。
Is that right? Oh, some of us love food.
有些人呢，就是很喜欢吃。
Yes.
对不对
Because nowadays the food at the hawker center they're bad, they're not so good. And when you read about good food on the newspaper, you go on the next day, you find a long queue.
你在读报上读到有些好吃的食物的地方呢，你去隔天再去看，就是排长龙。
Is that right?
对不对
Oh, and we love the sense of taste.
我们就是喜
The sense of smell. The sense of seeing. Sight. The sense of touch. And the sense of hearing. That's why we have in this modern world today, we have all this electronic entertainment. VR? What do you call that? The virtual reality.
我们现在呢，电子商业商店里面都有很多这些东西来促，呃，促进我们各种的视觉啊、听觉这些东西的。Yeah,
I was in science center and I see a girl lying on a plane and she was having that, and on the screen I saw she was flying. Oh my, she was flying.
现在的科技呢，就是很发达，就会有这些东西让你在空中飞的。That
looks very nice. So, you see, I sinned against God.
那我就是有犯罪。In
one moment, I was having high fever.
我有一天就是发高烧。I
took antibiotics. The next few days, I went to see a doctor, took antibiotics.
我一直在吃药。The
antibiotics would not go down. I vomited.
我把药都吐出来了。My
temperature kept on going up.
我发高烧一直在，就是发高烧。
Fourth day.
第四天呢?
My mom went out to buy Chinese medicine.
我妈妈去买中药给我喝。
I took it.
我喝了。
It won't stay. It goes out.
我又把它吐出来了。
Seventh day.
七天，第七天。
And I knew I'm very bad shape.
我已经不行了。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗?
The eighth day, I said I'm going to die because I realized that I'm having dengue hemorrhagic fever.
第八天呢，我就发现到其实我就被蚊咬到，所以就发了高烧。
Back in those days,
那在当时呢?
Very few people heard about dengue hemorrhagic fever.
很少人有听到这种病例。
But my skin already, blood is already coming out on the surface.
我的皮肤呢，已经有血从皮肤溢出来了。
I was hearing voices.
我听到声音。
I was seeing funny visions that's moving like I'm going crazy.
我一直看到这些异象。
I knew I'm going to die.
我知道我要死了。
And I closed the door of the room. My mother was outside. My brother were outside the living room. I closed the door in the room. I cried to God. I said, Lord, forgive me.
我把门关上呢，我知道我要死了。把门关上呢，我叫神原谅我。I
repent and says, Lord, okay, I surrender.
我对神说，好了，我投降。
And I prayed that for a while.
我祷告了。
I got up.
我站起来。
The temperature's gone.
我没发烧。
Just like that.
就这样就没发烧了。
I went out the living room.
我走出房间。
My mother looked at me, are you okay? You know you shouldn't be out. Do you have high fever?
我妈妈看着我，就对我说，你知道你不应该出来，你有发高烧。
I told my mom, I'm alright, Christ heal me, I'm okay now.
我跟我妈妈说，神医治了我。
God always will try us.
神呢，一直会试探。
Make sure that we are in line with His love in His word.
让我们跟着圣经里的话。 把生命跟活出圣经的话语。
Yes, and let us go to verse 16. I love it. I shall not live always. Let me alone, for my days are vanity.
我厌恶自己，不愿永远活下去。饶平我吗？ 任凭我吧，因为我的日子都是虚空的。
Yes, there are people when they are through a lot of suffering, they say, Oh Lord, let me die.
那有些人呢，就是受尽苦头的时候呢，就会跟神说，让死吧。
I hate this life.
我厌恶这种生活。
Just, when I want to go to sleep, just feel like I should be strangled to death and go.
我就是想死。
That's why sometimes we, you know, we thank God that we have Christ Jesus.
我们感谢神，因为我们有耶稣基督。
He will not allow you to go and hang yourself.
他不会让我们有这种事情发生。
He will not allow you to take a gun and put to the head and pull the trigger.
他不会就这样让你生命结束。
That's right.
对的。
Because I have a friend.
因为我有个朋友。
Was a Catholic.
他是天主教徒。
And he was a drug runner.
他是毒贩。
He was a mafia.
他是
Mafia. Gangsters.
流氓.
Yes, and he was a Lebanese, born in Lebanon.
他在 Lebanon 出生。
啊，对。And he lived in California.
他在加利。I think everybody knows California.
Yeah. And he told me that he would have about $500,000, $500,000 worth of drugs. He would drive all the way from California all the way to the east side of America to sell it.
他是一个毒贩，他会有很多很多的毒品，然后他拿这些毒品去贩卖。
You know, because what he did.
因为他做的这些东西。
His wife divorced him.
他的妻子不要他了。
When he sold the drug over there, $500,000.
他卖贩卖毒品的时候。
All the way back.
他回来的时候。
He was stopped at Las Vegas.
他在拉斯维加斯被。
And in one night he said, Brother Gunn, the $500,000 went into that casino and I went back empty.
那他对我说，那个毒品呢都放在那个赌场里面了，我回家的时候都是没有毒品。
So his life was miserable.
他的生命呢是非常苦恼。
When his wife left him,
他的妻子离开他的时候，
he couldn't.There's nothing he could do.
他没办法。
In his bedroom.
在房间睡房的时候。
He was thinking of killing himself.
他想死。
So one day.
所以有一天。
He was in the room.
他在房间里。
The television was on.
那电视机有看。
Now you know in America people like to put television on for 24 hours a day sometimes.
在美国呢，他们喜欢24小时都开着电视。
So the television was on.And he was very depressed. He was thinking of committing suicide. So he said he walked up and down. And he took his gun. And put it to the head. And the person on the television was a preacher at the time when he was trying to kill himself. And the preacher was preaching. And at the very time that he put the gun to his head.The preacher said, Hey there! Hey there! Don't kill yourself! Then he dropped his gun. His hair, he said, he got goose pimple. And he bent his knee down and said, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Save me! And he repented.And he was a changed man. And he became a Christian, a real Christian. Today, he's working with us and he's going to Egypt in the next few days to preach the gospel to the Muslims. And to share with the truth to many, many people there.God will not allow you to kill yourself.
神不会让你自杀。
If you are the child of God, no matter how desperate you are, He would stop you.
不管你生命有多么苦恼，如果你是信神的，他不会让你自杀。
He will not let you kill yourself.
他不会让你自杀。
And so even as Job said, "Let me die."
约伯就说让我死吧。
And let's go on. Verse 17.
第十七节。
What is meant that thou should magnify him, and that thou should set thy heart upon him, and that thou should visit him every morning and try him every moment?
人算什么？你定看他为大，又把他放在心上。每天早晨你都监察他，每时每刻你试验他。
What is man?
人是什么呢？
Who are you? Who am I?
你是谁？我是谁呢？
Look at the whole universe.
看宇宙。
God created the whole universe.
神创造了宇宙。
He created this earth.
他创造了世界。
And you know in the newspaper only the last few days.
在报章上前几天。
They said scientists have found 7 planets out there somewhere in the galaxy, and maybe they have water and could support life.
那所以就是科学家就找到七个宇宙，七个。星球可以就是像是我们地球这样的星球。
And they want to spend millions and millions of dollars. study that. Because they know that the earth is overpopulated. Cannot sustain life in the next maybe next 40, 50 years, I don't know. Instead of using that money to help build peace in the world and help those countries that really need food. Or solve the problem of pollution. No. You know what's out there in the universe? You will never find a planet that can sustain life. My friend asked me, one of Christian, they asked me, say, are you sure? You believe that there's no alien? Of course, there are no aliens. Why? Because I know my Bible is true. The Bible said, the earth, this earth, is given to man. All those other things out there is for God's pleasure and glory. The day that scientists find life on other planet, then this Bible, I can close it and can turn to the waste paper basket. Because this Bible is true. When the Bible says only earth that God has given to man, all those planets out there, galaxies out there, is nothing for us. And yet man doesn't want to believe it. And even the scientists, God even did something wonderful. In the beginning of the 20th century, that God used a man who doesn't believe in God, who spoke against God, who spoke against the churches and the Christians.
这人呢也是反对教会的。
But God opened his eyes to read the Bible in the original text, the Greek and Hebrew.
神睁开他眼睛让他读圣经里话语。
And what did he see?
他看到了什么呢?
He didn't see words in the Bible.
他不只看到了圣经里的字。
He saw numbers.
他看到了号码。
Because in the Hebrew alphabet and the Greek alphabet, every alphabet is a number. And when he saw it, he became a Christian. So this Bible is true. No man can write this Bible. It was the Spirit of God using man to write. Okay, let's quickly try to finish it up. Verse 19. How long would thou not depart from me, nor let me alone, till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of man? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself?
你到什么时候才转眼不看我，任凭我咽下吐沫呢？鞭笞是人的主啊，我若犯了罪，跟你有什么关系呢？你为什么把我当作箭靶，使我自己为重担呢？
So I know I have sinned.
我知道我有犯罪。
Do whatever you want to do with me.
你要对我怎么样就对我怎么样。
And let me go.
让我走吧。
Sometimes God takes a person early in life.
有时上帝把人带走了，是在小年轻的时候带走。
For reason known only to Him.
原因呢，只有神知道。
Sometimes a person can live as long as old age, and God take him.
有时人可以活到很久，然后神才把他带走。
So we never know.
我们根本不能知道。
But there is always a reason.
那神每次做什么主定？
The last verse.
最后一节,
and why hast thou not but pardoned my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be.
你为什么不赦免我的过犯，除去我的罪孽呢？ 现在我快要躺卧在尘土中， 那时你寻找我， 我却不在了。
So, I'm dying.
我要死了。
So let me die.
让我死吧。
That's Job's complaint.
这是约伯的埋怨。
But God was teaching Job a lesson.
神教约伯一个功课。
Because Job was filled with ignorance of things.
约伯对世上东西都很
In the end, God said to Job,
神对约伯说,
stand up.
站起来,
tell me
告诉我,
the treasure of the snow.
世上的宝物,
the treasure out there in the desert.
沙漠里的宝物,
and Job, do you know that this earth, this planet that you are living in hangs upon nothing?
约伯，你知道这个地球呢，其实是
God asked Job many questions.
神问约伯很多问题。
And finally he said to Job,
最后他对约伯说,
come,
来,
let us reason together.
来我们一起,
though your sin be as scarlet,
sorry?
Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though you are very sinful,
虽然你有很多罪犯,
and you are a bloody person,
你是不好的人,
and really black in sin,
你犯了很多罪,
I will change it and make it as white, your soul as white as snow. Is it possible?
可能吗?
Yes.
是的,
the answer lies in the cross.
那答案呢,
Job said, I'll rise again.
约伯说,
may the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Father, time has passed, spent, Lord, we ask that you graced thy word and that you take it, O Lord, and pick it down further to your people. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done for each and every one of us who love you because you first love us. And we thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. that you have given us in the Holy Word. That every promise in the Word of God is ours. That we can claim and we can believe all that you have promised us that you would do. We know, Father, we have the blessed assurance, and we thank you for that too, Lord. So now, Father, we ask that you be with us in this present moment of time as we look into thy holy word, Lord, and just to reminisce about life again. May we understand, Father, your purpose and your plan in the life of mankind, especially those who are called the Church of the Living Christ. So, Father, we commit this time to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Job 7. Now we have looked at Job 7 last night, the whole passage of this chapter, this whole chapter. And in the whole book of Job, we realize that God was dealing with this man. He was a man who feared God, who eschewed evil, who lived a righteous life. He was blessed with many things in life. But when God put him to a test, the way of God is sometimes difficult to understand. There's always a lot of questions about life. Why this, why that, why this thing happened, why that thing happened, why I'm like that, and so on and so forth. There has never been a moment in the past without our mind thinking about the problems in life, actually. And in Singapore, we all realize one thing. I believe that many of us go to church on Sunday, and after Sunday we leave our church and we want to go for lunch. And we were wondering what we will be eating, what we're going to eat for lunch. So we have a lot, even for simple things like that, we just ask ourselves questions. What are we going to have for lunch? And so on and so forth. But here was this man who loved the Lord and had a lot of blessing, land, houses, and servants, and cattle, and sheep, and goats, and whatever you have. Yes, and yeah. But then the problem came one day when he was put to a trial, and God did something drastic. He told Satan, you do whatever you want to him, but you cannot touch his life. So every day, in one moment of time, everything was gone. The sheep, the cattle, the goats, even his children were all gone. And so then he was afflicted with sores and wounds on his body that he couldn't even sit, but he couldn't even lie down. Without much suffering. And the only way he could sit and the only way he could lie down to sleep is on a pile of ashes. So then in frustration, he began to question God. He was filled with frustration and he questioned God. We looked in chapter 7 last night. And truly it doesn't seem to be a man who knows God, though he fears God. Yes, there are a lot of people who fear God. But many people who fear God do not necessarily know God. There are a lot of big Christians in the world today, they say they are Christians and go to church, but how many people really know God? The God of the Bible? Or is it just the God of the tradition? My mom was just a person like that. She was from the PB church. And she go to church, and when I grew up with her, you know, one moment I saw her going to another church. And her own cousin, a pastor of the Life Bible Presbyterian Church, and my mother, they were very close. And my mom just seemed to be religious, but not really spiritual enough to know fully who is the Lord God that she was worshipping. She read the Bible at night before she slept. And she would tell us about Jesus, and that's how we went to church when we were young and came to know about the Lord Jesus. All my brother and sister, we all were converted then. And Job was just like that. He feared God, he eschewed evil. He lived a righteous life, but he never really knew the Yahweh that he was taught. And many Jews today, they say they are Jews. They believed in the Old Testament. They believed in Abraham as their father. They believed in Moses, Elijah, Daniel, and all that. But many of them never really knew God. It's sad. And Job was a character like that. So God took the opportunity of what he's going to do to Job, strip him of all that he had, and see what he would do. What do you think Job would do? He would be a man who was so frustrated. And finally he complained, and he complained, and he complained, and argued with God what life is all about. And even his three friends came to him, counseled him, and seemed to be putting the blame on Job because the order he sinned, he did this and he did that. And Job was just trying to defend himself the best he could. And I believe humankind are like that. We all have our opinion. We all have our reasons why we do certain things, why we believe in certain things. So in the end of it, finally, Job realized one thing. And we're going to read this in Job chapter 38, verse 1 to 7. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird me up now thy loin like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? I declare if thou hast understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? What upon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the corner stone thereof, when the morning stars sung together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Who in the book of Psalms, very similar to what King David was saying. But now here, God spoke to Job and said, where were you, Job, when I laid the foundation of the world, before the earth was created? Where were you? Answer me if you can. So in this whole passage of chapter 38 onwards, 39, 40, God asked Job many questions and asked him if he could understand those mysteries. So he asked Job, where were you, Job, when I laid the foundation of the world? When the morning stars sung together and the Son of God shouted for joy, where were you? The angels were there, the morning star, you were singing. And the sons of God, we were the children of God, we were there in the mind of God, rejoicing with him. A mystery that Job did not understand. And in chapter 40, verse 3 to 5. Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vowed. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yet twice, but I will proceed no further. When God spoke to Job, he began to realize that he was a very vile and sinful person after all, and that he knows nothing. He said, once I didn't answer, but no more. I covered my mouth with my hands. I will remain silent, and I will listen to you, O God. In Job chapter 42, verse 1 to 6. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hath counsel without knowledge? Wherefore have I uttered that I understood not? Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ears, but now my eyes see thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Now the psalmist will sing about the glory of God. In many psalms they will say that about the glory of God and how they God opened their eyes to his glory. Here was Job. Finally, he said, Lord, show me. He said, once I heard of you, I heard what people said of you, but I have never really seen you. I have never understood you. But now he said, I understand. Job now began to repent, and God multiplied that which you have taken away from him. In life, like Job, a man was offended because of what God did to him. Offended with omnipotent. He was offended with his three friends too. Yeah, we all do get offended by people, by colleagues, by many people, by many things in life. And you know, sometimes I believe that it's true for many of us. We get easily upset and angry and frustrated because why? We have our own opinion and we are offended by people, by their action towards us. We get offended because somebody says something that we don't like about us. We are offended perhaps by our wife, by our husband, perhaps by our father, mother, brother or sister, a friend, a Christian brother or sister, even in the church, we get offended. You know. And we get so offended, we get so upset, and we get so angry inside us. And I pray that now, today, we see our late brother, Dan Suren, gone on before us. I will say this one thing, I envy him. To be able to go and rest in peace with the Lord. But yet in this life, we go on. Every day there will be suffering, pain perhaps. Question, more question. But life goes on. God give us life to enjoy life. We may question death, but you know one thing? Everybody is saying, oh, we love the sunshine. We love the day because we see the sun, we see everything when there is light. And when darkness comes, few people say they love the night. But if there is no night, we will never appreciate the daytime. If there is no death, we will never appreciate light. But of course we understand that It was not God's intention to bring forth the death. He wants to give life. But he had a purpose already before the foundations of the world. A plan and a purpose to want to have a people, a special people, a group of people that will make up his family, to be ever, forever with him as a father to his children. So, with the awareness of who he was now, a sinful man, a vile creature, who think he knew what he believed. And many of us are like that today. Many of us think that we know what we do not know. A lot of people talk about things which they do not know, and they think they know it. We don't get offended very easily, and I pray today that something good will come out with the passing away of our dear brother into the hands of our Lord. God has a purpose for that. When my mother passed away several years ago, something good happened. My brother came back to the Lord. God always has a purpose for the thing that he do or deal with his children. He wants to bless us. He wants us to look at ourselves. And I believe when my mother passed away, my brother was examining himself. My mother was saying to him, come home, come back, and the Spirit of God was tugging at his heart. When something happens in life, we have to examine ourselves. And I believe God will speak to us, will forgive one another, to love one another. Alright? So right now, we shall stand. Let us commit the body to the dust of the ground. So Heavenly Father, we commit the body of our laborer, Tanshuran, to the dust of the ground. For dust he was, and unto dust he must return. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. But in the day when the resurrection takes place, he will rise again out from the dust of the earth. And so speak the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, and let it be done. Amen. So we sing the song in the sweet by and by.
Thank you. prepare